The teaching of America's multicultural history has come a long way from the largely white, Eurocentric version students were taught for decades. Most of the progress has taken place at the university level. That's according to Adrian Dixon, this year's Black History Month speaker at Illinois State University. Dixon, who teaches at the University of Illinois, tells GLT's Judy Valente that the teaching of multicultural history still leaves a lot to be desired, especially on the elementary and high school levels.
The elementary through high school curriculum has kind of failed to really capture those moments where people have organized across race and class and gender, sexual identity, to again kind of push us as a nation to live up to our ideals.
What's missing in your view?
I think what's missing is a real robust kind of analysis or an examination for young kids and an engagement on interracial cross-class struggle. Labor movements, kids learn very little to nothing about labor movement struggles in formal curriculum. And, you know, Texas has all but rewritten U.S. history as it pertains to almost every group, literally, and in particular around slavery, describing slavery as essentially they were, you know, involuntary workers. That slavery was a worker program and slaves never got paid.
That's actually a term that's used, involuntary worker.
Yeah, it's involuntary worker. I believe they describe them as immigrants. And it was contested when Texas went through their revision of U.S. history for the state and what that curriculum would look like. It was certainly contested by, I have colleagues at the University of Texas at Austin, but that's what the state legislature and the Department of Ed had a hand in kind of crafting that, and that's what the official curriculum is. We just haven't kind of done enough to talk about, again, how different groups across a number of demographics have agitated for full citizenship, religious identity, you know, Catholics, agitated quite rigorously for curricula that fairly represented Catholicism, in part why we have such a vast Catholic school system in the U.S. was a response to the distortion of Catholicism in public education early on in our founding. The same with people who identify as Jewish, who follow the Jewish faith, that schools didn't allow for, they had to agitate to have religious holy days off. So, I mean, we've had this kind of contested history that has played out in schools. Our students tend not to learn about that. And so my bigger critique is that when students and young people want to organize, they don't know that, they don't necessarily know the history of that, of how groups have organized and have pushed against oppression and distortion of history and marginalization.
I want to move now to another topic that you write about, mm-hmm. And that is the Black Lives Matter organization group.
Yep.
You call it a moment and not a movement. And you seem to be semi-critical of Black Lives
yes.
Matter. What are your issues there? Why is it not a movement?
As a university professor, I'm happy to see young folks attempting to speak back to what they see as oppression and inequality, racism, and all the other isms. It makes me happy to see some political activity. The movement building piece is a much longer process, and I don't know that we're there yet.
Yes, you quote Angela Davis as saying, "A movement takes years."
Yes, decades. So I was fortunate enough to, and she just actually wrote a book about this, but to hear her talk about, you know, she's over 70 now and is still working on building the movement. And a liberation movement for people who are disenfranchised in the U.S. And so it's a longer arc. And I think we're quick to call any kind of organizing a movement, in part because of our ignorance of how people have organized early on in our history. And in part, again, because we don't necessarily talk about the struggles of labor and the struggles of people of color and the struggles of the LGBTQ community and gender movements, ethnic minority movements. We just don't, that history is kind of glossed over if it's ever really addressed. And so whenever we see people agitating and protesting and speaking back and demanding change, we immediately call it a movement. And I don't know that we really have that kind of, when I think about the civil rights movement, it was very organized. And there was a real network that people were kind of plugged into that had coordinated efforts, and there was a communication system. I think that that's emerging. I just don't think it's there yet. And so that's why I'm hesitant, but I'm hesitant to say that we're fully in a movement.
U of I Professor Adrian Dixon speaking with GLT's Judy Valente via Skype. Dixon's presentation, Race, Protest, and the Challenge of Multicultural Education, is tomorrow at 7 p.m. in the Prairie Room of the Bone Student Center. Her talk is free and open to the public. You're listening to GLT.